from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Country music is back on the air in Timmins. This morning at 8 o'clock, this radio station became Country 93.1, Timmins' best country. General Manager Peter Hobbs notes that along with live local shows between 6 and 6 every weekday, we have the only local broadcast newsroom in Timmins.
Vista Radio is a small market radio specialist, and we know that in small markets, we need people in those markets, being part of those markets, spending their paycheck in those markets. But it's all about local.
We will continue to provide local news following Country 93.1's overall mantra of hashtag local matters. Well, especially in this day and age, there's no real excuse for defacing a provincial election sign. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi concurs. Vandalism of election signs can line you up with a criminal charge of mischief, violations of the Trespass to Property Act, and specific statutes in the Elections Act. Our federal government has announced that mobile phones and other equipment from Chinese telecom giants Huawei and ZTE will not be allowed on Canada's 5G networks. The move follows similar actions by allies, including the U.S., Australia, and the U.K., which have banned the two companies over security concerns. Federal Innovations Minister François-Philippe Champagne says the government will do whatever necessary to protect Canada's security. Canadian companies already offering 5G mobile phone products must pull them from the marketplace without compensation. The head of Germany's domestic intelligence service says levels of espionage are at least as high as they were during the Cold War, possibly higher. He's warning that acts of spying in the West could increase as Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine. Meantime, the deputy commander of the Ukrainian unit that's been defending the devastated southern port city of Mariupol says some soldiers remain in the vast steel plant that is the last remaining point of resistance. Russian officials say more than 1,700 Ukrainian soldiers have surrendered so far, but the deputy commander says military operations are still ongoing. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.